At the culmination of the prestigious Cannes Film Festival, Ken Loach is poised to potentially secure a record third Palme d'Or. His entry, The Old Oak, delves into the tribulations of a British pub grappling with its survival, an ordeal further complicated by the arrival of Syrian refugees. As the oldest director among the 21 competitors, Loach brings a wealth of experience and a seasoned perspective to the table. Other esteemed veterans in the race include Marco Bellocchio, aged 83, Wim Wenders, 77, Nanni Moretti, 69, and the relatively youthful Aki Kaurismäki, 66. Despite the main competition, the festival also saw the glamorous premiere of the American Indian epic Killers of the Flower Moon by Martin Scorsese, 80, featuring the renowned Robert De Niro, 79. Harrison Ford, another octogenarian, received an honorary Palme d'Or prior to the festival, wherein he reprised his iconic role as Indiana Jones. Michael Douglas, 78, was also awarded an honorary palm at the opening ceremony. These moments serve as poignant reminders that the allure of the famed Croisette Boulevard in Cannes can call seasoned creatives back to its fold. An example of this is the acclaimed Spanish filmmaker Victor Aris, 82, who returned with his first film in four decades, Close Your Eyes. Although Loach, with his two palms, is perceived as the heavyweight among this group of seasoned veterans, early critiques suggest that the competition from Kaurismäki and Bellocchio is formidable. Kaurismäki's somewhat eccentric appearance on the red carpet belies the quality of his poignant Helsinki-based romance, Fallen Leaves, which has been praised as a heartwarming tour de force. Bellocchio's Kidnapped, a sobering depiction of the 19th-century abduction of Jewish children by the Vatican, also elicited positive reviews. Despite having had multiple films in competition previously, including his latest, The Traitor, in 2019, the Italian maestro's only accolade to date has been the 2021 Honorary Palme. Meanwhile, Wenders secured the top prize in 1984 for Paris, Texas, and was later named Best Director for Wings of Desire in 1987. He graces the festival with Perfect Days, the chronicle of a Tokyo sanitation worker, which has been acclaimed as a hidden jewel. However, not all veterans have received such admiration. For example, Moretti's film, A Brighter Tomorrow, is caught in the crosshairs of severe criticism. It has been lambasted as confoundingly dreadful by The Guardian, marking a disappointing contrast among the elders of cinema. Yet, amid the distinguished pantheon of venerable directors, it is Loach who has been eagerly awaited. With an astonishing record of 15 films showcased in the Cannes competition, according to the festival's official records. He has previously received the Palme d'Or for his Irish Civil War drama The Wind That Shakes the Barley in 2006, and once more a decade later for I, Daniel Blake. Presiding over this year's jury is Ruben Östlund, himself a recipient of two palms. He pledged a rigorous adherence to democratic principles, should Loach's latest endeavor captivate the jury's favor. Asserting his impartiality, he declared, "If it's the best film, we are going to award it the palm." With a touch of humor, he added, "I will certainly strive ardently to subdue my personal ambition of being the inaugural director to amass three golden palms."